The Syracuse Common Council has voted in favor of an ordinance that will require contractors working on city projects to hire 20% of their workforce from within the city. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, proponents of the regulation say it's one tool to help reduce unemployment.
Republican Councilor Joe Carney voted against the ordinance, saying it will put limitations on the private sector.
The contracts are going to end up being more expensive and cost the taxpayers money. And at this time in our city's history, we're strapped for cash, and I don't think it should be forcing, you know, the burden of this further on taxpayers in the city.
There's no extra work.
Democratic Councilor Khalid Bey, who sponsored the ordinance, says if a contractor is too burdened by the requirement, the city can find someone else.
We could add whatever considerations we deem necessary to the benefit of our citizen into our contract. If people have a problem with that, the right to negotiate and enter a contract is theirs and cannot be impaired. Well, neither can ours.
The ordinance will affect construction, public works, and service contracts worth $100,000 or more. Small businesses are exempted. A committee will be created that can connect employers with qualified residents, which Bay says there are plenty of in Syracuse. Failure to comply means a contract could be terminated and a contractor could be fined. The ordinance will take effect in 6 months. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.